Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me for yet another devotional that we're doing here at Torah Life Ministries. And we are going to be blessed by this devotional today. My voice is your willingness. I'm going to read it and then I'm going to do a little teaching about it. My voice is your willingness. Spend your time and energy in the exercise of keeping spiritually fit. In other words, train yourself until what comes naturally to you expresses itself and is reverence for the Almighty and all. He calls sacred or worthy of veneration. This is what means to truly seek the heart of Yahweh. 1 Timothy 4:7 reads in 1 Timothy 4:7, do not waste time arguing over godless ideas or old wives' tales. Instead, train yourself to be godly. Train yourself to be godly. So this is something that we need to train ourselves to do. We are our own trainers. And continuing with this, it says, oh, how much joy it brings me, my plans being fulfilled. I always get what I want, and what I want is always good. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that Yahweh causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to the purpose for them. It is glory for me and my mercy and grace for you. I have my plan. It is a deliberate pattern. It is seen in the world through my Son. It is also written in the Word. Through my Torah, I will sum it up. I know it will help you. The stricter your obedience, the more distinct my voice becomes. The more effort you put into knowing me, the more I reveal myself to you. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Matthew 13:16 says, but blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. This is right there in the book of Matthew, and this is the idea of what we're talking about today, and I continue. The more you give me your heart and your mind, the more I mold it into increase its capacity to love. Draw near to the Mighty One, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. James 4:8 says, come close to Yahweh, and Yahweh will come close to you. Wash your hands, sinners, and purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between Yahweh and this world. And we continue, it says, I know you understand. It is my spirit in you that I am speaking to. And Romans 8:9 goes on to tell us, but you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of Yahweh living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Yeshua living in them do not belong to Him at all. My words are true, and they will inspire your effort. Your reward, an everlasting conscience that is free of sin. How much more shall the blood of Messiah, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to the Almighty, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living Mighty One? Hebrews 9:14, which reads, just think how much more the blood of Yeshua will purify our consciousness from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Yeshua offered himself as a perfect sacrifice for us. So we see everything here from our own words and the way we speak, exemplifying our actions. And the more effort we put in to come closer to Him, the more He draws closer to us. It's a beautiful devotion and so true, and a concept that we have to understand. We have to continually and never stop and continually try to draw closer to Him. One of the things that is so special since the beginning of time about the Israelites versus all the other people of the world is not that they were the chosen people and chosen first, because we're all chosen. Many are chosen, but few choose to act on that, right? We're all children of Yahweh. We can all be Israel if we accept him. But the difference is they never give up. They never feel so good where they say, I have made it. They're always striving to stay at the top, to stay close to Yahweh. And that's how we have to be. To never say, well, we've made it. We can let our guard down. To never let our guard down and always continue to draw close to him. And it begins with how much of an effort we're going to make to put into this idea and this practice. 1 Timothy 1:4 says, don't let them waste their time in endless discussions of myths and spiritual pedigrees. These things are only led to meaningless speculations, which doesn't help people live a life of faith in Yahweh. Stop being distracted. We only have so much time in a day to get things done. Stop being distracted on worthless and foolish talk that only leads to more godless behavior. 2 Timothy 2:16. Every word we speak, every action we do should be to the glory of Yahweh. We shouldn't be wasting time on anything but that. We must stop dealing with these distractions by the enemy to take us away from our Creator. This is one of the biggest problems we have. Titus 1:14 says they must stop listening to Jewish myths and commands of people who have turned away from the truth. This is one of the reasons why I don't debate non-believers. I don't debate them. I don't debate people that don't believe in Yeshua, because I'm not wasting my time with this. It's my job to reveal the truth of Yahweh to people and to let him take over from there. It's not my job to convince people. It's not my job to persuade people. It's my job to share the truth, and all our jobs to share the truth. And hopefully they shall know the truth, and the truth will set them free. But all the time we're wasting trying to convince them and talk to them and all this and there and go back and forth. There are other people out there that are ready. The harvest is ready, that are ready to hear and ready to turn. So we could pray and pray and pray and pray for those people who have a blind eye and a deaf ear to his word. But make sure you're spending your time wisely. Remember, this is a race. This is a race. We have to pace ourselves, but we have to keep moving forward. You wouldn't stop at a race to do something that's not going to advance you towards the finish line. So we need to think about that. Ephesians 1:11 says, furthermore, because we are united in Yeshua, we have received an inheritance from Yahweh. For he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work according to his plan. His plan, not our plan, but his plan. His plan says, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. That's his plan for us. And that's what he wants us to do, continually to draw close to him so we could follow his plan. Ephesians 3:11 said this was his eternal plan, which he carried out through Yeshua, our Messiah. The perfect plan he had for us all along was in Yeshua, our salvation. Hallelujah. And as it says in 2 Chronicles 16:23, sing to Yahweh all the earth. Sing to the nations from day to day of his salvation, of his Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:19 says, but Yahweh's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with the inscription, Yahweh knows those who are his, and all who belong to Yahweh must turn away from evil. They must. There's no doubt about it. We must turn away from anything that is not of him. Not of him. We must let his Ruach HaKodesh, his Holy Spirit, guide us. And his Holy Spirit would never, ever, ever go against what his word says. Some people say, well, I don't need to read the word. I got his spirit speaking to me. And I say, well, you better read the word to confirm that's his spirit speaking to you. Because if that spirit that's speaking to you is opposite to what the word is saying, you got a different spirit speaking to you that's not of Yahweh. But when you can confirm it in scripture, hallelujah, then you know it's his spirit speaking to you. It says in Isaiah 11:2, and the spirit of Yahweh will rest on him, and the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the spirit of counsel and might, and the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's it. When we read it in scripture and we know that's what he told me, that's what he showed me, and here it is in a word. And this is what I say. the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, will never, ever, ever let us feel good about living in sin. Whoa, did you hear what I just said? The Holy Spirit will never let us feel good about living in sin. There are a whole bunch of people out there that call themselves believers. They're really make-believers because they're deceived. And they're living in sin, practicing it daily, thinking it's okay because they're thinking the commandments were nailed to the cross and they don't got to do this. And they feel good about it. I am telling you, these people are not moved by the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit will never, ever, ever make somebody feel good about living against our Creator's commandments. Remember, there's a spiritual battle going on for our souls that we don't see. And if we ever feel good about living against His commandments, something's not right. Psalm 73:28 says, "But as for me, how good it is to be near to Yahweh. I have made the Sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do." This man, Yeshua, died for us. Listen, folks, if you're standing on the street corner, because it's all about His Spirit, do we have His Spirit, right? If you're standing on the street corner and a car pulls up to you and somebody pulls out of that car and takes a gun and puts it right to your head and is about to shoot you and end your life, but at the last second, somebody comes and pushes you out of the way and takes that bullet for you, and he goes down. Wow. Wow. And then you go on the news camera comes to you and says, "What just happened?" You're going to be sure right, you're going to tell them what just happened. Somebody just died for me. And your friends call you up, "What just happened?" You're going to be sure right, tell them, "Somebody just died for me." And you're never, ever in your whole life going to forget what just happened. Somebody died for you, and I promise you're going to tell as many people in the world about this man that died for you. And I'm telling you this right now. Somebody did die for you. And we need to have that same passion to tell the world, because He died for them also. He saved them also. And something is wrong in the spirit, in the spiritual realm, when we're embarrassed to tell people that. You wouldn't be embarrassed if somebody saved your life. Then why are you embarrassed to tell people about somebody that saved your life? Something is not right. What spirit is driving you and moving you? Draw closer to Him. We should be telling everybody. And by the way, yeah, I'm that man that somebody died for, and so are you. We should be telling everybody. We have no embarrassment to walk up to a stranger and ask them for directions, but we have an embarrassment to walk up to them and tell them about Yeshua who died for us. We got to get right, because when that spirit's right, we have nothing holding us back from telling them. Isaiah 1:16 says, "Wash yourselves and be clean. Get your sins out of my sight. Give up your evil ways." We need to be in line with His Spirit and let His Spirit move us and teach us. Zechariah 1:3 says, "Therefore say to the people, this is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. Return to me and I will return to you, says Yahweh, Lord of Heaven's armies." This is what we need to let the people know. They need to return. They need to put His time, their time in Him and their effort in Him and Him completely, because the goodness of Him is so beautiful. So beautiful and wonderful. Malachi 3:7 says, "Ever since the days of your ancestors, you have scorned my decrees and failed to obey them. Now return to me and I will return to you, says Yahweh, the Lord of Heaven's armies." But you ask, how can we return when we have never gone away? No, we need to return to Him. Turn to Him. John 14:17 to 18 says, "He is the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit who leads in all truth. The world cannot receive Him because it is not looking for Him and doesn't recognize Him. But you know Him because He lives in you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you." I am telling you, when His Spirit is in you, you want to tell people. I am telling you, when His Spirit is in you, you're going to hate sin. You're going to do what is right. You are never, ever, ever going to feel good about living in sin. You're never going to feel good about living against His holy word. You're never going to feel good about missing prayer time. You're never going to feel good about not reading scripture. You're never going to feel good about not remembering a verse. You're never going to feel good about not understanding a scripture. You're going to seek and seek and seek until you can find perfection in this. The only thing you're going to feel good about is this race that you're running to get to the finish line. You're never going to stop. You're going to keep moving forward. Remember what I always say, there's no neutrality without creator. You're either moving forward or backwards. There's no stopping. And if you're doing that, you're moving backwards. We need to draw closer to him. Remember, he wants us to seek his truth. Galatians 4:6 says, and because we are his children, Yahweh has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. How many of us are calling this out? How many of us are seeking him? How many of us are truly guided by his spirit? Philippians 1:19 says, for I know that as you pray for me in the spirit of Yeshua Messiah helps me, this will lead me to my deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The goodness he gives us and he brings us every day. 1 Peter 1:11 says, they wondered what time or situation the spirit of Yeshua within them was talking about when he told them in advance about Yeshua's suffering and his great glory afterwards. But we know. Hebrews 6:1 says, so let them stop going over the basic teaching about Yeshua again and again. Let us go instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in Yeshua. No, it's time we know. It's time we move forward. 1 Peter 3:18, Yeshua suffered for our sins once and for all. He never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you to safety, home to Yahweh. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the spirit. Hallelujah. And how many people do you want to tell? And let the world know about his truth. And let the world know about him. And let the world know what he has done. 1 John 1:7 says, but if we are living in the light, as Yahweh is the light, then we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Yeshua, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And I ask you today, is your heart circumcised? Is your heart circumcised? And if it truly is, you understand the goodness of our wonderful creator. You understand the full goodness of him. Everything about him. Oh, one of my favorite psalms. The song I sing all the time now. Psalms 34. It's time to taste and see that Yahweh is good. And blessed is the one that takes refuge in him. Psalms 34:5-8 says, those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man cried, and Yahweh heard me, and he saved him out of his troubles. The angel of Yahweh encamps all around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the one that takes refuge in him. Understanding the goodness of Yahweh, Psalms 119:68 says, you are good and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Nahum 1:7 says, Yahweh is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust him. And Psalm 136:1-3 says, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to Yahweh of the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to Yahweh, Lord of lords. His love endures forever. And Jeremiah, we look at it, 29:11, his wonderful plan for us. Know the plans I have for you, says Yahweh. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Hallelujah. And the amazing thing about his wonderful goodness is it never ends. It never ends. It never ends. Lamentations 3:22-26 says, because of Yahweh's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, Yahweh is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. Yahweh is good to those who hope in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 50:20 says, as for you, you meant evil against me, but Yahweh meant it for good, to bring about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. Taking something bad and turn it to good. Hallelujah. That's what he does. Psalms 131:19 says, how great is the goodness you have stored up for those who fear you. You lavish it on those who come to you for protection, blessing them before the watching world. And Psalms 27:13 says, yet I have confidence. I will see Yahweh's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. To understand how good Yahweh is for us. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. Hallelujah. Psalms 23:6. And as we read earlier, and we read again, Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, Yahweh works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. Only Yahweh is good. That's it. Only him. Luke 18, verses 18 to 19 says, a certain ruler asked him, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What do you call good? Well, why do you call me good? Yeshua answered, no one is good except God alone. Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Genesis 1:31 says, God saw all he had made, and it was good. And there was evening and a morning the sixth day. And 1 John 1:5 says, this is the message we all heard from Yeshua. And now we glad to you. Yahweh is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. He is good. But we have to get this, and this is what this whole devotional about. This is what everything is about this morning is. We are good because of him. Not apart from him, but because of him. Galatians 5:22-23 says, but the fruit of the spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It's because of him we are good. 1 Corinthians 1:2 says to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Yeshua Messiah called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of Yeshua Messiah, both their Lord and ours. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Yeshua, the new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. And in the scriptures, it talks about, changing and being new, and repentance brings refreshing. And knowing the goodness of Yahweh that leads to repentance. Romans 2:4. And the praise that we get from knowing him. Because the goodness of Yahweh shall lead us to that praise for him. Hallelujah. It should lead us to that. 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, and his love endures forever. Psalms 107, verse 1 says, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, his love endures forever. And we think about that. And then we think, this beautiful verse in Job 33:11. The sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of the bride and the bridegroom, and the voices of those bringing thank offerings into the house of Yahweh, saying, give thanks to Yahweh, Lord of hosts. For Yahweh is good. His loving devotion endures forever. For I will restore the land from captivity, as in my former times, says Yahweh. Hallelujah. How many of you ready to praise him this morning and choose him and choose his ways and walk around singing and rejoicing all day long in his holy name and not letting this world ways and everything of the world's ways just bring us down, but we must be lifted up as we draw closer to him. We shouldn't be worried or fearful. We should be more confident as we come closer to him to keep the faith in his race. To do our best to draw close with him at all times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in Matthew 19:26, Yeshua looked at them and replied, "This is impossible for mere humans, but for God all things are possible." In Him we can do all things. All things. All things. Ephesians 2:10, "For we are His workmanship, created in Yeshua Messiah for the good works which He prepared a long time ago, that we should walk in them." We should walk in them. 2 Corinthians 8:7 says, "But as you excel in everything, in faith and speech and knowledge and in all eagerness and in all love from us, so that you make sure that you excel in acts of kindness too, to draw closer to Him, to walk on that narrow path, that narrow gate." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things in Yeshua who strengthens me." Hallelujah. Remember the psalm and this calling out to Him. And just remember that. "This poor man cried and He answered me." Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful day you have made. This is the day of you has made. And it is good. So I thank you all for listening today and praise our wonderful Creator for His holy, holy word that He gives us. Remember, confirm everything in His word and be in His word. We must continue to draw closer to Him if you want Him to continue to draw closer to us in all things and all days. And just give thanks to Him always. Give thanks to Him always. And I thank you for listening to these broadcasts, and you can listen on the radio locally here in South Florida, or you can listen on YouTube. The website is TorahLifeMinistries.org, where you can see all of these different teachings. You could also support us there and bless us there. We're also on Patreon at patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. And I want to remind you all before I leave you today, somebody died for you. And I ask you this, how many people did you tell yesterday that somebody died for them? How many people did you tell the day before? How many people did you tell this week or this month that somebody died for them? Every day we should be telling people, folks. Remember that example I gave you earlier. If somebody literally died for you in front of you and you saw it with your own eyes, you'd be letting people know how blessed you are to be alive and what an amazing thing this person did for you. Well, somebody did die for us, and we need to tell everybody every day in our actions, in our words, in everything. We need to let people know, and we need to be thankful for that and thankful for our wonderful Creator. Praise our wonderful Creator and thank you. Have a blessed day, everybody, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
People hurting, people broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. We'll speak up for the captive, show some love and heal a past that binds the wounds we think will never go away. But what if we could be a people on our knees, as one before the King, 'cause we believe. Hey! All the world starts changing when the church starts praying. Prison walls start shaking at the sound of praising. Nothing stays the same. Oh, when we pray. Oh, oh, oh. When we pray. Oh, oh, oh. I see revival rising. I see hope on the horizon as a generation stepping out in faith. Because we will be a people on our knees, as one before the